everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Hello, I'm so excited to be back for the first episode of 2021 and the new season of the Glam Observer podcast. I really miss recording podcasts, but it was a really busy period that I couldn't also had the time to update the podcast, so I'm very happy to be back. So I wanted to start this new season by sharing something that I think that many of you would be interested in. And they are the jobs that will be the most in demand in 2021. But first, let me invite you to a free live webinar that is happening this Friday on January the 29th. And it's going to be a webinar on the history of fashion capitals. I'm going to be joined by Emma McGlendon, fashion historian, museum curator, and Parsons School of Design teacher. And she's also the teacher of the new online course Inside the Fashion Industry that has just launched at a special discounted price. So if you want to learn more about the fashion industry, then register to this free live webinar happening on Friday. We will chat about Emma's careers in the fashion industry, the history of fashion capitals, and how she organized fashion exhibitions in museums. I will leave you the link to register for free in the description notes of this podcast episode. You know, now that when I was starting to write down what I wanted to talk about in this new podcast, I couldn't help but think of how almost all the latest articles that I published on Glam Observer started by naming the pandemic. You know that now we are almost a year now in this global emergency. Luckily, things are starting getting better than 1 year ago. But I guess that you also cannot fail but mention at least once every single day the word COVID or pandemic. But among our goals of the coming months, there is certainly, we hope, the one of being able to use this word COVID a pandemic less and less every day. In any case, when we talk about the future of fashion jobs and trends, not considering the impact of the pandemic is basically impossible, especially if we want to be realistic and above all smart about knowing in which direction is the best to proceed. The fashion industry has certainly been impacted by the pandemic. According to McKinsey Global Fashion Index analysis, fashion companies will post approximately 90% decline in economic profit in 2020, after a 4% rise in 2019. In order to evaluate which fashion jobs to focus on in 2021, we first have to analyze and consider the industry trends of the past months. With the store closures and the virus lockdowns all over the world, most of the turnover of fashion companies came from the online division. There is no doubt so that companies will invest more and more to develop the e-commerce business, which has already been growing for some years now. There will therefore be more positions open in e-commerce, digital marketing, digital marketing manager, lead generation, CRM, community manager, social media. And all these positions and departments can be found in every brand, from fast fashion brands to luxury ones. It's also smart to consider and monitoring carefully the career pages of those companies that are basically poor online companies, such as online retailers such as Matriza, Zalando, ASOS, Net-a-Porter, and Matches Fashion, for example. You know that with the pandemic and all the store closed, the online stores have grown despite all the other companies. So, and what I wanted to tell you is that even if they are online retailers and their business is the e-commerce, the career possibilities inside these kind of companies are not just e-commerce related. So like in all the fashion companies, also at Net-a-Porter, Zalando and company, there are stylists, those work in PR, buyers, merchandisers. So when I suggest you to keep an eye on these online retailer companies, it doesn't mean that you have to work just in social media or in their e-commerce department. But there is room for different careers, like this one that I've just mentioned. So there are different departments, like in any other fashion company. Something else that has grown despite all the other things during the pandemic are casual wear brands. I'm sure that also you have transitioned to, you know, more comfy clothes, to work from home, or in general to spend more time at home. So it's smart to monitor these type of brands because they certainly offer more job opportunities because they're growing. And what I've noticed is that even brands that were previously focused on other categories have started to introduce more and more casual clothing to support the trend of, you know, working from home and in general of a social life confined within the walls of our homes. So from Zara to Fendi, which last week had a position of activewear design open. Also, like for the online retailers or any other fashion brands, casual wear brands has several departments. So whatever is your career preference, styling, PR, design, buying, marketing, you can find these kind of opportunity also in casual wear brands. Something else that has grown is sustainability and diversity and inclusion. These are career trends that are already anticipated in the beginning of 2020, but that we can certainly find again in 2021 because they were so much discussed in 2020, especially because, you know, the fashion industry still needs to work on these two important themes. So since there is a lot of work to be done on these two important themes, sustainability and diversity and inclusion, there will certainly be attention from brands to want to expand the teams that deal with these two, you know, very important themes. The pandemic has also raised the levels of consumer awareness on the impact that the fashion industry has on the environment and how much waste there is. The goal of this industry is to reduce waste, increase recycling, and extend the life cycle of clothes. Therefore, with that consumer who is more cautious in buying fast fashion and above all who is moving towards the reuse of what they already have in their wardrobe, companies such as The RealReal, which you know that they collaborated with Gucci to directly manage secondhand, and Vestiaire Collective are growing realities that you should consider as well. The LVMH group also reported in December that it's looking for ways to integrate reselling into its business. You know, the LVMH group is the group that owns brands such as Dior, Fendi and many other. So it's definitely a radical change in the luxury segment that needs to be monitored. When it comes to fashion magazines, of course, there will still be even more attention to the develop of the digital and online magazine rather than the print edition. This was already something that was happening into the publishing industry, but so also now if you want to work for fashion magazine, take into consideration that the digital on the online website of a magazine is, you know, growing more than the print edition. If you're a student of my online course Break into the Fashion Industry and you have learned to introduce the cold email strategy among your application strategy, my suggestion is that in this period, when you prepare your staff applications and you have to check with companies to reach out to ask for an internship or a job, that you take into consideration these trends that I've just mentioned. So when you want to send your cold emails, it's better to send for e-commerce or digital positions, and to take in consideration brands such as online retailers and casual wear brands, but also departments such as sustainability, diversity and inclusion, and also companies that are, you know, for secondhand, like The RealReal or Vestiaire Collective. Alright, so this episode was very quick but full of information. You know that I always like to go straight to the point. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to listen more episode on tips to make a career in the industry, please leave a review, rate and subscribe to get updates anytime that I post a new episode, and share it with your friends because it helps me to keep going with new episodes. Bye for now.